Yuma Perik Beis Mishnah Hey 2:5. The point of this Mishnah is to show the variable number of Kohanim who are involved in the morning activities surrounding the Tumid. So we're going to start counting the number of Kohanim needed on different days and different scenarios. So the actual count isn't necessarily essential, and the way that the Mishnah chooses to count it is we start counting from the people who are bringing the limbs to the bottom half of the ramp. So starting with the Rosh Varegel guy, he's the first, then the Shtei Yadayim, the two front legs, the second, then comes the Ukutz, the Regel, the hind quarter, the left leg, the third, the Chazav Agera, the front chest, the underside of the neck, etc. On the fourth guy, Shtei HaDefanos, I'll call them the ribs and the sides, the fifth guy, and the Kravayim, the intestines, the sixth guy. So those are the first six. Then we have the Solis, the Chavitin, and the Yain, the person who brings the flour, the Chavitin, which in truth is part of the Kohen Gadol's offering, but whatever, we're going to count it included in part of the Tumid process, as well as the Yain, the Nitzach HaYain, so that's a total of three more for giving you nine. So we're saying a normal morning has nine, based on the count, starting from when they bring up the limbs, and then we're going to say sometimes you need more than nine. So the Mishnah here says, Tumid Karav Betisha, the Tumid can be brought with nine people, Ba'asara, sometimes 10, Ba'achadasara, sometimes 11, B'shneimasar, and sometimes 12. Lo fachos v'lo yoser, but never fewer or more than between 9 and 12 kohanim needed to bring the tamid, if we count from when the limbs are brought to the bottom of the ramp. Now, on the base case, we'll call it, which is the 9, so you might ask, well, even though we have the 9 people bringing everything to the bottom of the ramp, we still have people who need to bring at least someone to bring it from the bottom of the ramp to the top. As I said in the previous Mishnah, Rashi is just one person, but at least that's one person more. So Rashi says the reason why he's not counted is because this Mishnah goes on like a different Tana. Like a different Tana who holds, this is the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that the same people who brought it to the bottom of the ramp bring it on to the fire itself. So no additional person. And it's not like the previous Shita of the previous Mishnah. Tosa doesn't like that. Tosa finds it rather strange that the Mishnah would lapse between two Shitas without the Gemara making reference to that. And therefore, Tosfos understands that the reason why we're not counting the guys who are bringing it from the ramp onto the fire is because they are drawn as part of that fourth lottery. And it could well be that since we do both Chadashim and Yeshanim, people who have already won the lottery previously, it could be the same guys who won the lottery in the morning will win again in the afternoon. The same guys who won for putting onto the bottom of the ramp will win to put it from the bottom of the ramp onto the fire, not necessarily adding more people. Okay, so now the Mishnah counts these people. Ketzad, how could it be 9, 10, 11, or 12? Atzmo Batisha, the base case is 9 people as we just enumerated. Bechag, on the holiday of Sukkot, when there's the extra nisuch hamayim, the water libation, so you need someone to carry in that water. So biyad echad sloches shalmayim. In one of the people, meaning the 10th person, you'll need to have that golden flagon of water, which is used to pour those 3 lug of water onto the altar, on those one of those safalim, those bowls on top, the southwest corner. So haray kan asara. That brings you to 10. Ben Ha'arbaim, in the afternoon of every day when you're bringing the Tumid Shel Ben Ha'arbaim, Ba'achad Asar, then you'll have 11 people. Hu Atzmo, the 9 is the base case, Betisha, with 9 people. Ushnaim Biyadam Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. In addition, in the afternoon, 2 people have to carry each 1 big log of wood. This is based on the requirements in the Torah to bring wood with the Tumidin each time. Pasuk in Vayikra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hay says, Perik Vav, Pasuk Hay says, Uvi'er Aleha HaKohen, Eitzim Baboker, the Kohen will burn it on wood every morning, Va'arach Aleha HaOla, and on that wood he'll arrange the burnt offering. So you see that the wood is essential every morning. And then, later on, it says in Pasuk Zion, Va'archu Eitzim al Ha'esh, and he will arrange wood on the fire. That repetition tells you there's a second requirement to bring wood, and that's the wood of the afternoon. Now, we don't count the people bringing wood in the morning because they bring the wood prior to the bringing of the limbs onto the bottom of the ramp way before that. So that being the case, we're not going to count them, but when in the afternoon we have to have two people carrying these two blocks of wood, so they're going to be included as well. So it's 9 for the base case plus 2 for the wood brings you to 11. Ubishabbos, also every Shabbos morning, ba'acharasar, we need 11 people. Hu atzmo b'tisha, again the 9 is the base case. Ushnaim b'yadam shnei b'ziche levona shalechem hapanim. In addition, the showbread, that bread that sits on those 12 kind of loaves, I'll call them now, on the shulchan in the Kodesh, so though those showbreads have to be switched out once a week on Shabbos, and before they can be eaten by the Kohanim, there are these two bezichei levona, like spoons that contain frankincense, on the loaves, and those two spoonfuls of frankincense must be offered on the Mizbeach. And so we're talking about the two guys on Shabbos morning when it's in Shabbos morning when the switch happens, the switch of the old bread goes out and the new bread comes in and the Levona is offered. So we need two people to carry those two spoonfuls of frankincense. So 9 for the base case plus 2 more for the frankincense brings you to 11 again. Ubishabbos besocha chag. And if it turns out that you have Shabbos in the middle of a Sukkos, so you need the 9 base case, and you need plus 2 for the Levona, brings you 11. And Biyad Echad Slucha Shalmaim, and you need a 12th guy to carry that golden flagon of water for a total of 12. You see from here, by the way, that the water on Sukkos was only done, the Nitzuch Amaim, the pouring of the water was only done in the morning, not in the afternoon during the Bein Harbaim. Otherwise, you'd have to add that to the people who were carrying the two bricks of wood in the afternoon, which is not the case.